last night, Dusty. I know you're a big Office fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the episode where Meredith lights her hair on fire. They do like a Christmas party and she's dancing around
Would you, Meredith?
I mean, eh.
No.
But nah.
A few cocktails?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, she's too weird for me. Like, she's like Miss Lippy, you know? like weird.
Miss Lippy's car is green.
It is. And Miss Lippy's eating paste. So where was I going with this? So I'm watching the show last night, and I'm dying, like, because it's so funny. And it, like, Dwight, like, buys out all the dolls for Christmas, and he's selling them on whatever marketplace back then.
Yeah. I forgot about that part.
People are coming in and buying all this stuff. I'm like, that's the way to do it, man. Dwight Schrute. And I'll tell you, there's still nothing better than Jim hazing, if you want to use that term, Dwight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so fun to watch him just get under Dwight's skin. What a great show that really was.
Jell-O molds.
Where's my staple?
We should do that here.
Jell-O, let's do it. Is Inspector off the next 2 days? Let's wrap his desk in paper.
We should put... We can leave early today.
That's right. Yeah.
I gotta go to Hy-Vee.
Yeah, big day.
You gotta be at Hy-Vee.
Hy-Vee 11 to 1.
Mac had a show last
night.
Day yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Yep. It's a big day for Mac yesterday.
God.
Big day.
Who do you think would lose it the most here with the Jell-O mold?
Binkley. I would say put Carrington's headphones in Jell-O mold, but he ain't got no headphones, so he can't do that.
I feel like Gold would get pretty pissed.
Oh, yeah, Alex would. Yeah,
I could see
Alex
that.
Or Cody, probably.
Cody wouldn't. Cody would laugh. Cody's fun. Alex.
Alex would be like, I don't understand why you're ruining my stuff with Jell-O.
5 o'clock Vegas time is where they're at.
Yeah.
He'll join us, 7 o'clock
Vegas time?
Vegas time. Yeah. So he's got to get up a little early for Goldilocks. A little bit later on today, but Mike Greenberg, like the guy a lot, actually. Really do. Also, was listening to the radio this weekend and noticed that Steve Levy does football.
Yes.
Pretty good. Pretty good. But Mike Greenberg had this to say on ESPN.
Listen, I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys. All that making fun of me you did when I said he's the MVP of the league. And, oh, no, everyone yelled at me. He's not even the MVP on his own team. Derrick Henry is the difference. You watch that team with him, they are markedly different. Lamar is brilliant. He's been brilliant a long time. This team is markedly different because of that
you remember? Hold on. You remember?
So Lamar's not the MVP of his team just because he's been good for a long time?
No, he threw five touchdown passes.
I want to focus on.
In the same way that Randy Moss was the difference when he came to New England, Tom Brady was already a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But that elevated everything, basically to the point of being unstoppable.
Yes.
And that's what this guy has done. If this guy is healthy, nobody beats the Ravens.
Well, he was healthy in week one, right?
Yes.
How many rushing yards do you have in week one? Less than 50?
Yeah, it wasn't much.
Wasn't it like 46?
He didn't play in that final drive, I don't think, right?
Mm.
Yeah, I remember them showing Derrick Henry standing on the sidelines. So he said they're not going to lose a game with Derrick Henry. They lost their first two games, one to the Raiders.
Right.
I mean, like, and this is where I get into this revisionist history of the NFL and living in the moment. Also, I received the text from our friend Jay Binkley yesterday.
13 for 46.
So that was not a good day.
No
matter how you slice
Lamar
it's
had
not a good day. The Chiefs are shutting down every running back in the NFL right now. Binkley sent me this about the Ravens, okay? Because if they're never going to lose a game again, well, then they need to get better because they're 32nd in the NFL right now, which is last in pass defense, and they're 25th in the NFL right now, which is close to last in scoring defense. So they're giving up a bleep ton of yards through the air, and they're giving up a lot of points, which isn't normally Baltimore Ravens-esque. But the Chiefs have shown you go out there and you play defense in this league, it's a lot easier to win games. Baltimore now has to fight from behind because their defense is such a weak link. So to sit there and say they're never going to lose with Derrick Henry, it's one of the more ridiculous statements considering they've already lost two games this year and one of them to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Rob Parker, did he have another one of those ridiculous statements?
As usual, the Kansas City Chiefs did the bare minimum. I didn't even know DeAndre Hopkins was still in the league. He only, 40? He's not even a starter anymore. He gets like 40% of the snaps. Really? That's who you go get. Stop shopping at Goodwill. Go to Saks Fifth Avenue. That's where the Jets went. That's where the Buffalo Bills went. And guess what, Kelvin?
What's
guess
that?
Who's available?
Who?
Cooper Kupp is available. How about Cooper Kupp in Kansas City? They had Patrick Mahomes sign a bogus deal telling him, hey, take less money. We'll keep the band together. You have a chance to win and win and win. And all they do now is they bring back rejects and return items.
We don't.
That's what they do. Hey, Kareem Hunt, we didn't want you. We sent you packing. Come on back. Juju. Hey, instead of getting a pack of Juju bees at the movie theater, we'll get a receiver who we didn't want. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs do, and it's a disrespect to a talent like Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. He shouldn't have to play around with leftovers. Like, go and buy him good groceries. Go to the store and get him top shelf.
Okay, we're done. Yeah,
like, I can't go 25 more seconds with that.
Is that not the worst take you've ever heard?
Number one,
it's wrong. Number two, it's ignorant. It's an ignorant take. Rob Parker had a very ignorant take there. Because if Rob Parker did his homework, instead of just attacking low-hanging fruit, he would understand, as we explained yesterday, why Cooper Kupp's not here in Kansas City, what went into that decision. And to sit there and act like Patrick Mahomes has a bogus contract and took less money and they didn't get anybody, the biggest signing this offseason in the NFL was Chris Jones coming back to Kansas City. They've extended their tight end another year. They gave him money. They're paying a guard $80 million. They paid their center already in Creed Humphrey. Like, Rob Parker's take right there is the old adage. If I'm in sports talk radio, scream loud and people will think I know what I'm talking about. And that guy right there may have had the most ignorant take I've ever heard about the Kansas City Chiefs. It was unresearched. It was ignorant. It was wrong. And quite frankly, stupid.
Yeah,
and that's the first time you heard that. And I told you this morning we were going to play the dumbest Chiefs take of all time, and you're like, "Oh no, I'm sure it's not." Are you rethinking?
No, you're not. Okay. I'm not, because this is from Darren Smith.
Who?
Darren Smith.
I don't know. That's, who that is.
Never heard of him.
That's what his name is. This is from 3:12 p.m. 6:27:23. I'm going to repeat that. Okay. 3:12 p.m.
Right.
June 27th, 2023. The Chiefs should have still drafted Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes. I'll turn my mic off. So again, that guy that just yelled and screamed and didn't know why the Chiefs parted ways with Kareem Hunt the first time. Here's this, Darren Smith. The Chiefs should have still drafted Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes, 3:12 p.m., 6:27:23 from Earth.
So 2023, he had that
That's
take.
That's 2 years ago.
No, that's like
last year.
Last year.
Year,
year and 4 months
so
ago.
Going into camp.
12 and then 4 is, so that's like 16 months ago.
Yep. 16 months ago, yep.
I'm looking at the camera.
So they're coming off of a Super Bowl win. The Chiefs should have
Deshaun, wait, 2023. So we already know Deshaun Watson is a creeper. He's already in Cleveland. He's already disgraced to everybody.
Yeah.
And that's the take?
I saw this yesterday with the DeAndre Hopkins news.
Mahomes had already been to 3 Super Bowls, hoisted 2 Lombardis.
Uh-huh. 2 MVPs.
Yep.
And that, you're sure that was from 2023 and not 2003?
It says it right there.
2003.
And I'll give Jeremiah Edwards credit, because he put on Twitter or X, this take in the year of our Lord, 2023, is something, man.
Something. It's stupid. Like, that's I mean, I'm not sure.
Brutal.
Like, who did you say that was that had that take?
Darren Smith.
Never heard of him.
The Chiefs should have still drafted Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes, 3:12 p.m., 6:27:23. Don't get in a pissing contest with me on the worst takes, because that's worse than what that dude was just saying that I didn't listen to. I don't even know what he was shouting about. I turned my ears off about 5 seconds in. But knowing that that receipt exists on the internet... And
no, that takes the cake right there, Dusty. As bad as an ignorant and as ridiculous and stupid as Rob Parker's take was on the Chiefs, in 2023 saying you stand by that the Chiefs should have taken Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes, that's the ignorant take of forever. Like, nothing will beat that take. Remember the butt fumble always used to get, like, the worst play every week on SportsCenter, that not top 10, it was always the butt fumble? That take right there is the butt fumble of takes.
makes Mike Greenberg look smart.
I mean, Mike Greenberg looks like a genius. Even Rob Parker looks smart.
That's right.
Like, if you wanted Deshaun Watson, which, look, I wanted Deshaun Watson in 2018.
Watson,
I thought he was I didn't watch Patrick Mahomes play in college, but we saw Deshaun Watson all the time. He's a great player. Oh, okay. That was a take in 2017. If you're still waking up in 2023 thinking Deshaun Watson should have been taken over Patrick Mahomes, you're stupid. And there's no fixing stupid.
2023. Two MVPs and two Super Bowls.
And then I'm yelling like Rob Parker. But like, how could you?
I just can't fathom that. And that came from the news of DeAndre Hopkins. Coming up on the other side, the loner program and plus the Chiefs still rule TV. We'll tell you why. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, if you missed it, we just talked about terrible takes. Do you have a terrible take that you're willing to admit?
Me? I wanted Alex Gordon cut in 2011.
I said Trevor Lawrence is going to win the MVP last year.
Well, I remember working with somebody who wanted Nick Foles to start at quarterback.
Somebody sent a text line. The Chiefs should give the Raiders a head start and play all the backups in the first quarter, then bring everybody else in second, third, and fourth.
If the Chiefs gave the Raiders a 35-point lead, how many points would the Raiders score? 35.
Text line wants to know, what Hy-Vee are you going to be at today? I'm not around a radio this morning.
119th in Olathe.
There you go.
Just west of I-35.
Somebody said they're going to unfriend Darren for on Facebook for this take.
Oh, somebody knows that guy?
I guess. Okay.
I mean, that really is the worst Chiefs take I've ever seen. Maybe one of the worst sports takes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Mac, I know you have a lot of bad sports takes. What is yours?
You said you have a document.
Like,
you
keep a document of your bad sports takes. And which some is of my wild, friends, you know?
I was looking through. I didn't even remember I had this take, but it was quoted, Justin Fields will bring back the Lombardi Trophy to Chicago. That was my take when he was drafted.
Yeah,
that was
pretty that's bad. A good one.
It's pretty bad.
Insert random quarterback that Chicago drafts every third year is going to bring the Lombardi Trophy
apparently
back.
I didn't learn because I'm doing it with Caleb Williams again.
Yeah, they're not going to win.
I guess I did guarantee the Royals were going to beat the Yankees like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but that, I don't know that that's necessarily a bad take. Look, I thought the Royals matched up well with the Yankees. That's not saying in 2023 that they still should have drafted. That would be like going out there and if you're Baltimore saying, you know what, Adley Rutschman was the right pick over Bobby Witt Jr.
I've been on Bobby's train since day one.
But in Baltimore, if they're saying that, which they weren't, because I listened to a lot of Baltimore radio at the beginning of the month when we were playing the Orioles and they were complaining that they missed, they took Adley Rutschman, they should have taken Bobby Witt Jr. That would be like getting on your soapbox and saying, we made the right decision with Adley Rutschman. That Bobby Witt Jr., I don't care how good he is, Adley Rutschman was still the right pick. No, he wasn't. And it's okay to admit when you're wrong about something. I was wrong about Alex Gordon. I think Josh's worst take was Thanksgiving. The Buccaneers were 6-5, and Josh declared them dead. We're never going to see them again that week. We played them right before Thanksgiving. Boy, did Josh get that one wrong.
Yeah.
And he also, Ben Zobrist being a luxury, we really didn't need him, you know, as the ad. But no, we've all had bad takes, and it's good to admit it and mock yourself.
Feels good to just, like, get it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay being self-deprecating. Like, that's fine. Like, yeah, I mean, like, and I love the text line admitting their bad takes that we just, if you met in the previous segment, we talked about, like, there's a local fella that said in 2023 that the Kansas City Chiefs still should have drafted Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes.
In 2023.
What? 2023. Yes! Like, literally last year.
I thought the White Sox were going to be good last year, so that was a bad take by me. I was like, they have an outside shot at maybe winning this division. Oh, my God, they're the worst team ever. So I swung and missed at that one.
Somebody from the 913, I initially thought Andy Reid was a bad hire for my bad sports take.
You know what? I'll back you up on that one. I thought the Andy Reid one, I was like, wow, all right, going right back to a guy who was just let go, maybe should take a year off. Like, nope, it was absolutely right hire, completely right hire, absolutely 100% right hire.
From the 913, bad take a few years ago, I thought Spags was just riding Mahomes' coattails.
Oh,
good honesty today, baby.
I like it. Yeah, keep them coming in. Like the bad ones you had. Like I do. I think my worst one was cut Alex Gordon on opening day of 2011. He would go on to have maybe become the best left fielder in franchise history. and also hit the biggest home run next to George Brett in franchise history, right? Mm-hmm. Like, clearly was wrong on that one. But again, that's why you become a prisoner of the moment. Sometimes you have to pause and take a step back. Like, we started the segment with Mike Greenberg being a prisoner of the moment, mm-hmm. that Baltimore's never going to lose, and yet they already have two losses on the season. And then we played this take from this Rob Parker guy. I mean, I thought it was the worst take I'd ever heard. Really, like, Rob Parker, your take sucks. And then you rolled out that one by Devin Smith or whatever it was about the Chiefs, you know, should have drafted Deshaun Watson.
From the
Watson, yes!
From the 816, I thought Sky Moore was a good pick. I think a lot of people are on that.
My wife is holding on to Sky Moore like it's nobody's still? Business.
She's the only one.
She bought an autographed ball at an auction a few years ago of Sky Moore, and I said, look, I'm going to donate this to another charity auction, yeah, you know, a couple years ago.
Garage sale.
And she's like, no, Sky Moore is going to be good. I'm like, let me give this ball to another charity auction, please. This was 2 years, and so she's hanging on for dear life that Sky Moore is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Be good at selling insurance or something next year.
Right, yeah. Next year, yeah.
Somebody said, I thought Travis Kelce was a bad pick when they drafted him. Third round out of Cincinnati?
Why were you even caring back then, though? I mean, third round pick, Cincinnati, who cares?
Like, I remember when they picked him, I was like, this kid's got potential. And I was like, the only reason he fell in the draft is because he had weed problems, is what they said.
That's what it was, yeah.
And I was like, if that's his issue, then, like, sign me up.
Back when weed was looked at like it was the devil's lettuce, right? Oh, my God. We got a football player that's smoking some bud.
It still might be the devil's lettuce, but it's accepted.
True, yes.
I mean, fireball is the devil's cologne, and we're still ripping those things.
If you go to a Chiefs game and you're not doing shots of fireball, you didn't go to a Chiefs game.
You go play golf and you don't take fireball. You didn't play golf.
Or hot
they band. Literally sell them in buckets.
Yeah, they do. Golf tournaments are the best with the buckets of fireball. Everybody's doing them. Golf tournaments, it's so much fun. How many fireball shots did you have today, Aaron?
What? Laramie Tunsil, who did the gas mask thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that tanked his stock. One of the best left tackles.
I was just going to say, arguably the best left tackle.
Yeah,
it's
like, okay, cool.
Yeah. But that's the stupid test, right? Like, it shows if you've got a brain or not. You're putting yourself on Twitter in a gas mask, smoking out of a bong. That doesn't sit well with the NFL.
Well, he didn't put it on Twitter. His stepdad did, like 5 minutes before he got drafted. Yeah. It was sketch as F, dude. Yeah. Like,
why would you do that? Costing your kid money.
He sent that picture to like a buddy or somebody, and stepdad got a hold of it. And then, like, 10 minutes for the draft, they're like, check out this picture of Laramie Tunsil. I'm like, drafting first overall, dude. That guy's got good lung capacity. Like, he's got good vision.
So funny.
Last one before we get into some content from the 913. This one hurts to say, but I thought Matt Cassel was going to be our savior, but I'm glad I could get that off my chest. I feel much better.
Who did it, though? Who did it at that point in time?
I mean, his first year, he was good.
Coming on, he was great in his first year. That's because of Charlie Weiss. And then Charlie quit in the middle of a game against Baltimore, went and had pizza, and Matt Cassel and the Chiefs organization was never the same. I remember talking, I don't know, can I say it? Is time passed? Can I say this on the air now? I remember having a conversation one time. Man, I don't know if I should say it on air or not.
I mean, it's up to you. I don't know what you're about to talk about.
Yeah, well, remember the Todd Haley, Charlie Weiss dynamic wasn't great. It was like two kids fighting in a sandbox all the time, right?
Yeah.
And Charlie Weiss at the beginning of that year said, I was brought here to fix the quarterback at training camp. We're like, okay, fine. And he did, right? Like, Matt Cassel was great that year under Charlie Weiss. Charlie was getting the credit for it. Todd Haley didn't like the fact that Charlie Weiss was getting the credit, so it caused a riff and eventually led to Charlie Weiss quitting at halftime of the Ravens game and going up to the pizza shop in the Northland and sitting there and having pizza. And I was told by somebody in the organization that we thought about firing Todd Haley after that season and keeping Charlie Weiss. Mm. And I said, well, you should have. I mean, but they said we were afraid to get crushed by the media if we did it that way. Mm. And I'm like, God, you can't make those bad decisions because you're worried about how the media is going to react. Everybody inside that building knew that Charlie Weiss was the brains behind that operation. And that's where I get the conversation started. Like, if you're a true leader, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. Do you think Andy Reid's walking around right now trying to get rid of Spags because he's getting all the credit right now for the way things are going? No. Mm. That's what a leader does. You hire the right people. You put them in place. They get the credit. Everybody wins, and everybody has a successful time. Todd Haley couldn't understand and fathom that Charlie Weiss was getting all the credit, and it drove him out of football, basically. Because if he just accepted it and was like, yeah, we're doing great, Charlie's doing great things on offense – Maybe that thing is up and running. Maybe we don't have Andy Reid at this point in time. Who knows? I'm glad it worked out the way that it did. But if you're a boss, a leader of an organization, mm-hmm. don't worry about the credit. Who the hell cares who gets the credit? Just hire the right people and let everybody take the credit and everybody wins. And to me, that's what it's all about. And that was the downfall of Todd Haley.
Somebody has some advice for you from the 816. Says, Bob, take that Sky Moore ball and erase the first name, first part, and write it Matt. That will help increase its value.
That's good. I do like that. Yeah.
And then somebody from the 913, I thought Chris Benoit was a good guy when he came to the WWE. Oh, okay.
Wasn't Chris Benoit the guy who played like in Back to the Future, the dad?
No, he's the one that murder-suicided his entire family.
Oh.
Yeah. Hung himself, killed his wife. And
killed. Oh, my God.
Watch the Vince McMahon documentary. Whew. They bring it up. WWE like did this whole celebration of life for him the next night. And then like later on that night, they're like, by the way, strangled his son with a pillow, hung himself, and killed his wife.
That's really bad.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, Chris Benoit, man. The crippling crossface was his finisher.
Such a good doc.
It is really good. You should listen to it. Yeah. Somebody keeps bringing up, a lot of people are bringing up that some guy I used to work here said that Blake Bortles would be the next Tom Brady.
That's
a bad
take.
Not sure he ever owned that one. If he did, it's on screen somewhere on Hallmark.
Right.
And there's a new host that does more on Hallmark than he ever did. Anyways, I want to bring this up because the Chiefs keep killing TV ratings.
This is unbelievable, right?
It is insane. And I know that this weekend's game at 325, Harlan Trent Green will call it. So it'll be a big game on CBS. Not the game, I don't think, of the...
No, it's not. No, there's a couple of 325 games this week.
Yeah, and I guarantee you it'll have huge ratings.
Sure
even though
will.
It's the Raiders and the Chiefs, it doesn't matter because it's the Chiefs.
It is. And so this comes from front office sports, which if you're a nerd of like the business side of sports, kind of like I am, you like this kind of stuff. But Fox drew 27 million viewers for the Chiefs game on Sunday over the 49ers.
Now, that was the national game.
That was the only game on Fox.
Yeah,
so if you were watching Fox, you were watching.
There.
Absolutely, it did.
Yeah.
But still,
either
27
way.
Million people are tuning in to watch the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fourth most watched game of the NFL season, extending the Kansas City Chiefs' runs of TV dominance. The unbeaten Chiefs have now been involved in five of the six highest TV audiences for the NFL season. Okay,
sure.
Five of the six highest TV audiences involve our team. That's why when Netflix says, hey, I want to spend money on the NFL, but we're only doing it if you put the Chiefs on, this is why. And I'll get to that in a second.
So because you said five of six?
Five of the
Do
six.
Do you have the list?
I don't.
No. Honestly, I would guess the only one that
was the Dallas Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was going to be my guess.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. So on the low end, the Cardinals 17-15 win over the Chargers on Monday night. Listen to this.
That's on ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus only.
Yeah.
1.8 million people watch that game on ESPN Plus. That's it.
That's 1.6 more than I thought.
I mean, that's crazy. The game on ESPN, the Ravens-Buccaneers game, 16 million people watched it.
Yeah, more availability.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. 25 million people subscribe to ESPN+. And people will say, oh, it's streaming and all that. Now about 16 million people or 13 million people, I think it was, watched the Amazon game on Thursday night. So people are going over to that streaming. It's just...
Nobody has ESPN+, though, by the way.
25 million people. Is that a lot? I don't know. That's less than 10% of the population of America.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Like, I just... ESPN... Obviously, you can have that game. Like, a lot of people will have that as a basic channel, YouTube TV, like,
right,
whatever.
Sure.
But ESPN Plus, like, even I was like, do we have ESPN Plus? Went over to the app, was like, subscribe. I'm like, absolutely not. I have my phone. Right. I know ways to watch it if I need to, and I don't really need to watch Arizona Chargers.
But I don't think it happens to be the matchup. I just think it's by the time at 9 o'clock
for
Eastern.
Sure, it's the matchup.
Well, 9 o'clock Eastern on Monday night. I think people are done with football at that point in time. And then you're giving me Chargers and Cardinals. I'm totally out on that one on a streaming service.
Right. But if you gave me Chiefs and Raiders
at
8 o'clock, which that's where that game would be because it's in Vegas, I guarantee you that number's way over 1.7.
No question. And it would be.
But now the outlier is involved, right?
Yeah,
the Chiefs.
But
I mean, you flip the games, right? Even flip those. Put Arizona Cardinals and Chargers on the ESPN game.
Yeah.
Put Bucks Ravens in that ESPN Plus game. Bet that changes.
But 1.8 million people? That's nothing.
More people are going to watch the World Series Game 1. What do you think that rating is going to be?
Oh, I think they'll
Friday
be
night.
I think they'll be double digits. Like I say 10,
like
11, 12 million. Yeah. That's beating in
two major markets.
Right, two major markets and on Fox.
Mm. And Friday night.
And Friday night.
Not really a competitive sport going against it.
Right. But still, like, when was the last time like 1.8 million people watched an NFL game, regardless of what platform
1988.
It's on? Right.
I don't know.
I mean, like, 1.8 million people? That ESPN Plus has got to be going, wait, hang on a second here, man. That number sucked. Like, you got to figure out what you're doing. But you're also asking people, and again, the NFL has been so popular because all your games are on free TV, right? Mm-hmm. All your home market games are on free TV. And this game was on free TV in their markets, if anybody's a Cardinal or Charger fan, which there aren't. But if you continue to ask NFL fans to jump through these hoops for these other games that aren't in their home market, how many fans are going to do that? I'm interested to see what the Christmas Day game gets, you know, with the Steelers and Chiefs. I think it's going to be a huge number.
Yeah.
But is this 1.8 million an outlier?
It depends.
But if the Steelers are good and the Chiefs are good, those are two of your best fan bases in the NFL.
But if the Chiefs are like, what, 13-1 going to that game or 13-2 going to that game, that'd be 15, 16, 17. So yeah, 13-2 and they're resting starters.
Yeah, maybe not. But
it's also a noon game on Christmas. And right. I don't know how people normally do their Christmas or whatever it may be, but normally by noon
you're done.
That's like the lull and like yeah. where you're just like, all right, like dinner or whatever eating's at two, we've opened all the stuff up, now it's time to just like get away from me, throw all the wrappers away, you know, and just enjoy
and when you have little kids, you're done, you know, with the they're the Christmas doing stuff their by 6:15 in the morning, so, you know, they're playing with their toys and doing all that stuff and parents are passed out. But
have you gotten any Christmas wish list items yet from the girls?
We're taking them on a vacation.
Okay, so it's like a big Christmas and then buy them some stuff there
or whatever, or not. I mean, you're going on vacation,
enjoy hit the account,
right? No doubt. Now I may make them sit through that 90-minute timeshare instead of me and my wife.
Brutal. Would you rather do that or watch Arizona and the Chargers on ESPN Plus?
Have you sat through a timeshare before?
Yes.
Okay, so you know what they're like. It's like brutal. Those guys are very vultures, brutal. Right?
Oh,
but if
yeah.
they're going to give you, you know, the trip for nothing, you got to sit through it. I'd rather watch the Chargers and Cardinals and sit through the timeshare.
Somebody says on the text line that 1 million of those people that watched the ESPN Plus game had bets on that game.
Probably so, yeah. But that's a crazy low number. That's a crazy low number. So my point was, like, if you're going to continue to do that and you're not getting the numbers, well, you're asking people to jump through a lot of hoops, subscribe to a lot of different things. Like, people are tired of being nickeled and dimed to death. They just are.
Yeah, I just, to me.
And I think that's a great silent night protest by the country to not watch that game.
And I think ESPN Plus is one of those things where, like, the only people that have it are the people that bought the bundle package of like Hulu, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus. I think they're the three that are together, and it's like $12.99 or now probably like $16.99. And I think that's the only reason you have it. ESPN Plus didn't really offer anything other than like Kansas versus UMass in basketball.
And people used to get mad when like Kansas would play on ESPNU and you had to add that channel. That's why they're doing it. They're trying to get subscribers, you know?
But they've got to put a better product.
They do.
Like the first time we had an Amazon game on Prime was week 2 last year, and it was Chiefs-Chargers. And it just went nuts.
Yeah, like everybody's like, okay.
The other thing too is like, does ESPN have to bid on that game? Like, hey, we get an ESPN Plus game this week. Like, let's. And I think the other reason why is that the Manning cast, they chose the Manning cast over that game.
Because they're trying to get those subscribers to the Plus.
And there's exactly. And there's no doubt they didn't do that, because I brought this up on Monday or on Tuesday. If you want to do the doubleheader Monday night game, don't have the Manning cast on that night, because then you can go Monday Night Football on ESPN, second Monday Night Football game on ESPN2, and people just literally with their remote can just hit up or down, even though they hit last.
That, look, dude, and that's a big deal. I talked to so many
really
people
is.
About channel surfing, and it's hard to
I
do
know
on
I
streaming.
Sound old, and I sound like a grumpy old guy, but having to go from like live TV to hitting source, scrolling over to ESPN Plus, hitting the enter button,
right.
Going to the game, join live. Yes, you've done 5 steps.
Right.
Where nobody wants to
where
do.
You could just hit Preve on your remote your previous,
during a doubleheader game.
Right, and just flip back and forth. You're I mean, you do sound like a grandpa when you say that.
I'm sure.
But you're not wrong. And I've heard it a number of times from people. Like, probably about once a week, people go, oh, I like the streaming, but it's too hard to switch between games, and I'm a channel flipper, and I like to go back and forth, and streaming makes that basically impossible to do something like that.
Right.
So that does factor in. And look, just because you're the NFL and you're arrogant doesn't mean you can roll out Cardinals and Chargers and think everybody's just going to watch because it's on. It's like the Seinfeld, you know, line. Why am I watching this show? Because it's on. Not yet. It's not.
Yeah.
Like, just because the NFL is giving you a game, they just think everybody's going to walk over and watch this. But if it's a bad game and it's on a streaming service that a lot of people don't have, you're probably not going to get a lot of people to watch.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just like someone says, you also can't split screen the games because they're on the app. Like, I mean, I sound like a curmudgeon and a grouchy old man, but like literally that's what it is. Like, it shouldn't have to be a process of
people
I have to
want
go through.
Convenience.
I mean, we have meetings all the time with our boss. He's like, simplicity sells. Like, give your take, tease it, come back, and deliver it right away. Otherwise, people are like, I don't want to sit here and wait for it. I don't want to wait for this. I don't care if Bob's going to have to like wipe his ass three times a day because he had, you know, chicken noodle soup. I don't know where that came from.
That was bizarre, but that's fine. You're working like mine. I mean, it's something I would say. But
when we go to a commercial break, like we're about to, and I'm like, coming up on the other side, we do smash or pass. We want to get right into it. We don't want to have to like hit source, scoop over, go to this, hit okay, hit this. Like it's not worth it. Plus when it's a dog blank game, Chargers in Arizona, and they give me the score update in the left corner.
And you have Scott Hansen on the Manning cast doing cut-ins.
And it says 0-0 end of the first. I'm like, well, I'm definitely not going over there
going
now.
To that game. But yeah. You know, I just think about yourself in your everyday life. You work all day, you do your kids stuff, you run them around, you come home at night, you sit down, you got maybe 45 minutes to an hour. You just want to veg out.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is work to try to find something. And it does. Right. It sounds old, but it is the reality. And I would venture to say, if we put up a poll question about it, the overwhelming majority would be on our side, be like, yeah, it sucks. You know, I just want to hit the previous
and that's why
button.
we're not talking about Amazon Prime games, because it's the only game
it's
on.
It's the only game
so
on.
I don't have to worry about, you know, fiddling around.
Right. It's the Red only
Zone,
game on.
Red Zone on my TV is an app. I don't get Red Zone taken off my TV until it's like, all right, Jim, we're live here in Vegas. It's the Chiefs. I'm like, all right, here
now
we go.
Now it's time to go. Yeah.
See if we can do our job right. Coming up on the other side, it is that time on a Thursday. It is Smash or Pass. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, here to be simplistic at its finest on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Pay off your tees. Before we do that, how about we pay off what you can listen to tonight here on this station?
That's right. From 6 to 7, Dane and Hughes and the Players Only Show will be coming to you live right here on 96.5 The Fan. You want to stay tuned and join Dane for that tonight. From 6 to 7, it's the Players Only Show. I love it. It's one of the best shows on this station other than ours and Max's fantasy show. Then Dane comes in as well. Top three shows. Ours, Max Fantasy Show, and Danon's Players Only Show. You do not want to miss that tonight from 6 to 7 right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. And of course, you can catch Danon on Sundays as well with Josh and the other guy calling the games. So, yeah, listen to Danon tonight. Love me some Players Only Show.
Inside information, too, as you can hear Danon Hughes as the color commentator with Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs Radio Network that also has Josh Klinger as a sideline reporter.
So. Thank you for listening, Michael. Yeah.
You're welcome. Keep saying the same things. Insider information. Smash or pass. Such a great way to do it here. Yeah, it sounds like Saw. Every time I hear that. Hello.
Smash.
Smash. Smash. Saw one this week before we get into it. Are you familiar with the Christmas tree Little Debbie snacks?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, they have an ice cream now. Smash or pass.
Oh, yeah, I'd smash it. I didn't know Little Debbie was dabbling into the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then another one they have is, you know, the little like powdered sugar donuts, chocolate donuts that they have? Now they have the Christmas tree donuts.
Oh, okay.
About to gain some weight, boy. Yeah.
I walk by them at Hy-Vee all the time, the Little Debbie snack cake.
You just got
to
keep going,
and
dude.
You got to get, now it's the pumpkin ones that are out, which are delicious. Their nutty bars that they have are so good. Their oatmeal cream pie. You find me a better oatmeal cream pie. The Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie.
Love those.
Stop saying that word. God, there's what? Oatmeal cream pie?
Okay.
Ho-ho's are good, too.
Yeah, but that's not a Little Debbie snack cake.
Just call it an OCP.
Little Debbie's?
Yeah, ho-ho's is Hostess. Mm. Hostess. It's not, they're not called Lulz. They're called Ho-Ho's.
Sometimes they put like the deal and like, what is it? Like $4 for $10 Little Debbie's. Cosmic Brownie, Star Crunch.
Those are the Star Crunches.
Oh, dude. I'll get weird with the Star Crunch.
The Star Crunches are so good.
I'll sit in a corner with a damn chocolate ring around my mouth, just whole box
star
gone.
Star Crunch. Who ate the Star
Stacks
Crunch?
Stacks of plastic wrappers everywhere. Especially they get like a little melted.
Ooh, really good. Really good.
I'm just serious, dude. Like, I can't. Like, I literally have no self-control when it comes to Little Debbie's.
I'm the same way with stuff, man. That's why
like,
I
have you ever had the
stuff.
Strawberry shortcake rolls?
No,
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
Dear God. Zebra cakes?
Zebra cakes are good.
Another one? Yeah. I mean, Cosmic Brownies taste like literally processed sugar, but I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not a big mass-produced brownie guy. Like a pre-made brownie guy. I got to make my own brownies.
Swiss cake rolls is what
that's another called. Good one. Yeah.
Yeah. But I had to stop eating the OCPs.
Oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah.
Max thinking of Swiss rolls. Okay, Swiss rolls. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Swiss rolls are little Debbie's. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
What's the little cake with the swirls on it?
Cupcakes?
Is that what they're just called?
Yeah.
Cupcakes?
Where you can peel the icing off and just, yeah.
I love the, what is it, the baseball one that's like the vanilla with the cream inside, and then it's like a vanilla top with the red swirls.
Looks like
a baseball.
Okay.
I used to always like hold it like I was
eating it. Yeah, and it's flat on the bottom. Yeah. Like half a baseball.
But there's more Smasher passes this week as somebody put in here. What other foods are considered kids' foods but still loved by adults?
Right, because the goldfish are changing their name.
What?
The Chilean sea bass.
Right, they're calling themselves Chilean sea bass now.
That's a really good food item at Marina 27.
I'm going to tell you, that's a good spot. But Chilean sea
bass.
Money? Yeah, exactly. I've been there one time and somebody else paid.
You better hope we get in the top three in local markets in the morning, since then we will go, and we will have no more bonus. But yeah, their Chilean sea bass is amazing at Marina 27. Anyways.
And so this is the goldfish has changed its name for a limited time. They're rebranding to Chilean sea bass because they think that's going to drum up interest from adults.
Oh, as if adults can't eat goldfish.
That's right. Adults, I guess. I don't know who these adults are that see goldfish and think, well, that's a kid's food. I can't have that.
Aren't goldfish just Cheez-Its in fish form?
Basically. Yeah, okay. Basically. Cheez-Its are still number one in a category all by themselves. And sometimes you get the little burnt ones that are really good. Oh, my
Lightly
God.
Lightly toasted. That's what you got to get every time.
I mean, I
do like white cheddar, too.
Dude, it gets on your hands. You get that residue.
So does Cheetos.
I know. That's why I don't eat Cheetos. I don't want orange all over.
I got Howie Mandel
over orange
here?
All over? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I don't want orange.
I don't
all
want
over
orange
my
all over my face, but I'm okay with it on my fingers.
Yeah, then you touch yourself and it's all over. And then
when
it's on the
I
couch.
Think about you, you got a Cheeto on your pants.
That was
the
song I was listening to yesterday, man. It's a great song.
The
friend Divinals. Pat Sanders loves that song. Shout out Pat Sanders and Patrick Snow Bar and Grill. That used to be his song at Bobby Baker's. It would come out all the time, and he would dance.
I just think of the Vembots getting killed by Austin Powers.
They had guns in the jubblies, babe, but honestly.
But yeah, Chilean sea bass.
So now they're Chilean sea bass. We've had goldfish in our house since the kids were born, and I don't think once they move out, we're not going to have goldfish in the house. It's a nice snack. You grab a handful of goldfish, you're on your way, right? So, what other foods would you consider, kid foods that you still like as an adult? Like, chicken tenders has to be on top of that list,
so on the text line. Somebody says they love fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks
the berry
good.
Berry
oh,
ones.
Yeah.
I still eat Gushers, man.
Oh, Gushers were good back in the day.
My little sister is severely younger than I am, by 14 years.
Oh, my God.
My dad got remarried. And,
Fair.
When she was a kid, she'd have Easy Mac.
Yeah.
Adults
love the blue box mac and cheese.
She'd
still,
have the shark bite gummies.
Oh, remember those sharks? Oh, those were the
best.
It's
always the white shark.
The white ones were the best.
Yeah. I'll still get gummy on the Laffy Taffy if you can find the big square ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'll eat. You know what? I will still eat hot dogs and mac and cheese.
You do that,
but an elevated one. I would get the Shemeka sausages or the Johnsonville's, or I'll go to the Hy-Vee meat market and I'll get the jalapeno bacon or jalapeno cheddar,
adult style.
Grill those, dice them up, get the Kraft or the Cracker Barrel mac and cheese at Hy-Vee as well. Mm-hmm. I just shop there all the time. I'm not trying to promote them as much as I can, but I will. And I'll make that, cut those up, mix it. I feel like that's a child meal.
Yeah.
SpaghettiOs and baked Lays.
Oh, SpaghettiOs. That makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
Yeah.
SpaghettiOs and crush up some baked Lays in there. It's weird.
Yeah, what?
A lot of weed.
No, that just sounds awful.
Scooby-Doo gummies from the 913. That's a great one.
Okay.
Scooby-Doo gummies are fantastic. Scooby-Doo the blue gummies. One's the best one.
Do Uncrustables count?
Yeah.
That's a kid food?
I wanted to buy Uncrustables at Hy-Vee the other day. The kid's we're not going to eat them. I'm you're not going to eat the Uncrustables?
Then buy them for yourself.
And then you look at the sugar content of a nation in one.
Put them in the freezer. Yeah. Just put them in the freezer. It'll change your life.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Somebody eats them.
Somebody mentioned chocolate milk. I haven't had a glass of chocolate milk in a long time, but if you give me that Chateau chocolate
milk.
That
stuff is good. Ooh. We got that at the Hy-Vee the other day. The kids are can we get it? I'm go ahead and get it, because it is so good.
I don't curl your damn toes.
Oh, it is really good.
You
that's
put
Chateau
lines
milk.
In your carpet with your toenails.
Uh-huh.
I do love a PB&J with just Lay's potato chips.
That's a
you
good one.
Literally cannot beat that in my mind.
What about Go-Gurts? You still eating those as adults?
I never had one. The whole process of sucking the yogurt out of a tube was just I'm what is this?
Kids love it, man.
It's a little warm. It gets a little weird. pizza rolls till I die.
Yeah. What about chicken nuggets?
That's till I die. Yeah.
I mean, chicken nuggets in the air fryer. Let's roll, baby.
I'm going to give McDonald's a break for a while, but I mean, I will literally eat McDonald's chicken nuggets. I know the videos. I've seen them all.
Yeah, I don't care. I wish it was back in the day before they went to all white meat on the chicken nuggets. Back when they were using whatever that
little
stuff.
Dark meat in the boot.
Oh my God, in the boot.
Yeah.
I would bite the breading off the boot and I'd be like, ooh, Italy. And then I dip it in that sweet and sour sauce naked as I ate the breading by itself. I can't understand why I was 300 pounds.
You ate the chicken naked?
Yeah.
Like the naked chicken, or you were naked?
Either way.
It's both.
Yeah. Naked chicken or me naked? Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Sunny D. Never drank it.
Nah, definitely never had that item. Either.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's gross. I'd rather have Tang.
They got it in alcohol now, baby.
Ugh, they do.
Yeah,
it's
a seltzer.
It's a Sunny D seltzer.
Because I grew up drinking it, and now I can drink. So they're like, hey.
I'd rather have
it. Or you can just go buy Sunny Delight and a bottle of vodka. 50 cents per $50 you spend at the Hy-Vee liquor store today, by the way. Thirsty Thursday at Hy-Vee. For every $50 you spend, you get 50 cents off your gas. So go buy a bottle of vodka and some Sunny Delight, and you get 50 cents off your gas.
Somebody says, not a kid food, but an old school cheap food. The frozen chicken pot pies. Love those.
Yeah, chicken pot pies were good. Costco has this giant-sized chicken pot pie.
That's got to take like 8 hours.
Takes 8 hours to bake. Yeah, and then you say double dare. You're looking for the flag in it. You know, it's like...
Great reference. Mark Summers. I remember.
Speaking of, not narcissistic, but like.
OCD.
Yeah, OCD. Mark Summers, very
him
much.
Him and Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Bagel bites, underrated. Absolutely. Yeah. Love me a bagel bite. Too many zebra cakes can give you the zebra shakes. No doubt. No doubt about it. Kind of on the other side, this game seems more like a blowout game for the first time all season that we've seen. I'll give you a reference from last year as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.